VOA News. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. United States and Vietnam are pledging to boost relations as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Hanoi as part of the Biden administration's push to counter China's increasing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. VOA's Laurel Bowman tells us more.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Saturday expressed a desire to deepen ties with Vietnam, ideally in the coming months, as Washington seeks to solidify alliances to counter an increasingly assertive China. In his first visit to the key Southeast Asian country as the top U.S. diplomat, Blinken kicked off his trip with a meeting with Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh. In brief remarks before their meeting, he said during the past decade, there had been extraordinary progress in ties between the two countries. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
China says it has carried out successful ground-based missile interception tests. AP correspondent Karen Chamas gives us more details.
Test is a sign the nation is able to bring down weapons such as ballistic missiles that are incoming from space. China's defense ministry says the operation was carried out within Chinese territory and achieved the desired test objective. The ministry also insisted the test was defensive in nature and not targeted against any country. Referred to by the U.S. as ground-based mid-course defense, or GMD, such systems are hugely complex and expensive to build, test, and maintain. China's capabilities in the field are not well known. I'm Karen Chamas.
The construction of a barbed-wired fence along Finland's long border with Russia, primarily meant to curb illegal migration, has broken ground near the southeastern town of Imatra less than 2 weeks after the Nordic country joined NATO. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of Israelis took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday to protest against the government's planned judicial overhaul. The mass crowd chanted democracy and shame as they waved Israeli flags, which have become a prominent symbol at the frequent protests, which are now into their 15th consecutive week. After the main event was over and the crowd began dispersing, some tried to reach the Ayalonet Highway, where Israeli police had already stationed themselves in an attempt to prevent protesters from reaching it. With similar protests were held across the country, Israel's government rebuffed a decision by crediting a ratings agency, Moody's, to revise its outlook on Israel to stable from positive. Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill led an Easter service in Moscow's Christ the Savior Cathedral on Sunday. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The 76-year-old patriarch led the sign of the cross outside, having blessed the crowd several times. President Vladimir Putin also attended the service conducted by the Russian Orthodox Church. The Russian leader crossed himself several times during the ceremony known as the Divine Liturgy. When Patriarch Kirill announced Christ has risen, Putin joined the other members of the congregation with a reply, "Truly, he is risen." In January, Putin praised the church for supporting Moscow's forces fighting in Ukraine in an Orthodox Christmas message designed to rally people behind his vision of modern Russia. Kirill's statements backing Russia's invasion, which Kyiv and Western nations condemn as an act of aggression, have splintered the worldwide Orthodox Church. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
South Korea's military says
test is a sign the nation is able to
bring a warning shot to repel a North Korean patrol vessel that temporarily crossed the country's disputed western sea boundary while chasing a Chinese fishing boat. The North Korean patrol boat crossed the so-called northern limit line at around 11 a.m. Saturday while pursuing the Chinese boat in waters near South Korea's island, but immediately retreated after a South Korean naval vessel fired warning shots. That's according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff on Sunday. Recapping one of our top stories, the United States has said that and Vietnam are pledging to boost relations as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits Hanoi as part of the Biden administration's push to counter China's increasing assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.